This is Hunter Drohoyoska Philp interviewing Catherine S. Opie, known as Kathy Opie to people who've known her for a while, at the Artist's Studio in the West Adams District of Los Angeles, California, on August 13th, 2012, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number 1. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Hunter.
I like to just begin at the beginning, and that means I'd like you to talk to me about first, when and where were you born?
I was born in Sandusky, Ohio, which is northern Ohio, and I was born in the year of 1961, the same as our current president.
When, what date?
April 14th, 1961.
And how many siblings do you have?
I have one older brother who is a year and 4 months older than myself. So he was born in January of 1960.
And what is his name?
His name is Robert Opie. And he lives in San Diego and he's a landscape designer.
And what were your parents' names?
My father is Bill Monty Opie, and my mother, was her maiden name was Knight, so she was Mary Louise Knight, but she was always called Louie or Lou. And she married my dad. They met in Bowling Green University in Ohio. They both went there, and then she married my dad.
And when you see your father's name is Bill Monty Knight, is Monty a middle name or a nickname?
Bill Monty Opie, it's a middle name.
Middle name. So was it Bill or was it William?
Bill.
Bill.
It was, which is unusual at that time that it wasn't William, it was a Bill.
Okay, so and what did your father do for a living?
It was interesting. I mean, I think that a lot of the arts come from what my father did for a living. He went to Bowling Green and got his bachelor's and master's in business. And he went home basically to run the family business, which was called Opie Craft. And Opie Craft was a small manufacturing company in Sandusky, Ohio that was started by my grandfather and his brother, Earl. And it was, they made basswood boxes. But in the beginning, they were working with praying crayons. And my grandfather, praying, P-R-A-N-G. Mm-hmm. And they started like experimenting with the idea of home decor back in, I would say, 30s and 40s. And so they would draw these kind of amazing pieces on linen. And then people would color them in on their own with crayon. And then they would use a hot iron with wax paper over it to let it settle. And so that was the beginning of Opie Craft, was like actually working with praying crayon on these kind of ideas before, you know, kind of before coloring, and but what it is to kind of make work and self-decorate one's home. So, and then went into basswood boxes and plaques for decoupage and all of that kind of stuff during the big arts and crafts movement.
So do you think that your grandfather and his brother had creative impulses that drove this industry, and that those impulses came down to you genetically?
That's always a question of genetics, right? Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of really creative people in my family on the Opie side, as well as on my mom's side, but more on the Opie side. And I think that probably being influenced with both my uncle being a painter, his younger brother, he was the oldest of three.
So let's pause. So your father was the
oldest of three.
And his brother wound up being a painter.
Yeah, he's a painter. And my uncle is one of the four, his youngest brother, Uncle Jim, James Opie, is one of the foremost knowledgeable people on Middle Eastern tribal rugs in the world. And so I grew up in this family that always had great stories and always traveled a lot and always had things to look at and think about. And then with my father owning an arts and craft company with my grandfather, there was endless amounts of art supplies in the house. So there was never a kind of moment of like, well, no, you know, you can't make that. And, you know, it was before cable TV, so there was only three channels on the television. So you actually did sit in the house on a rainy or cold winter day and just make watercolor after watercolor.
And you were saying your other uncle was a painter, or is that also James?
No, that's John.
John
Opie.